This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The British government has announced a radical overhaul of its asylum system with the aim of tackling illegal immigration. Under the new plan, refugee status will become temporary and reviewed every 30 months. Refugees will also be forced to return to their home countries once they're deemed safe. They'll also need to wait 20 years instead of the current 5 before they can apply for permanent residency. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood says they hope the reforms will discourage migrants from crossing the channel from France on small boats.
We have learned the lessons from our international partners, including Denmark, where fundamental reform to their system has seen asylum claims at a 40-year low. The impact of this government's plans will be to restore order and control to the border so we can be the open, tolerant and generous country that we know ourselves to be.
Bangladesh's ousted Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, has been sentenced to death in her absence. After a months-long trial that found her guilty of ordering a crackdown on a student-led uprising last year that killed an estimated 1,400 people. Hasina, who fled to neighbouring India in August 2024 at the height of the uprising against her government, issued a statement dismissing the court's decision as rigged. The United Nations human rights spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, says the verdict against Hasina and former Interior Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal is important for victims.
The handing down of verdicts today by the International Crimes Tribunal against Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and the former Home Minister on charges of crimes against humanity is an important moment for the victims of grave human rights violations committed during the suppression of protests last year.
As government ministers from around the world prepare for a fraught final few days of talks at the UN Climate Summit in Brazil, an Indigenous Australian activist heading to the event says she wants to share the stories of what climate change looks like in our communities. Climate activist Takisa Frank told NITV Radio it's important to look beyond the science.
Hopefully I will represent both like my local environment and community and share the stories of, you know, what climate change and the impacts of climate actually look like on the ground.
And in sport, surfing icon Lane Beachley took home the Dawn Award at the Sport Australia Hall of Fame ceremony in Melbourne. The 7-time world champion, who has also served as Surfing Australia's chair for almost a decade, said she was surprised and humbled to be this year's recipient. And that's SBS News in Easy English.